kid doing? I mean, is he ready to he has stepped in. He's got 3 touchdowns in as many games. I mean, is he on a full load, or is he still catching up?
No, he's on a full load, and that was, in terms of challenging, Ruben in terms of leadership after this happened with Vic, and I said to Odell as well, your rookie season is over now. You're not a rookie anymore. Congratulations, you're a vet, But in all seriousness, there's going to be, bumps in the road because of his youth and trying to figure everything out. And you fix it as you go and you get the details right. And that's really where we're at right now, is, hey, the talent's there. It's clear to see. And now it's the details. And the details got to come. They got to come quick. There is no time to wait on the details. The details have got to be hammered out right now already. And he understands that. He understands what's on his plate and what's expected of him. And he's a competitor, and he's going to push himself. He's got that now. He's got that desire to get things right. So I've been impressed with him that way.
You see, he has no time to learn it, but he this is a guy who's practiced for 2 weeks, 3 weeks ever at an NFL level, really. I mean, yeah. Is he getting by on his talent right now?
No, I don't think so. I think he's also putting in some extra work. He's in there for some extra meeting time. He meets with our wide receiver assistant and our offensive assistant, Ryan Roeder. So he does what he can. If I'm stuck in a meeting and can't meet with him, he meets with somebody else. So in terms of film work and extra meeting time, he's trying to pick up the slack that way. It's a responsibility he's taken seriously and doing everything he can to get ahead to get that down.
Are there things that you guys think you'll be able to do with him as you project into the future and he does get more reps and more practice time? Do you look at him as like, someday we're going to, we saw the reverse the other day, or the end around rather.
Yeah, I think, anytime you get a player with that talent, you think about, certainly getting the ball into his hands. That's us on a coaching, that's our responsibility as a coaching staff to get the ball into guys who have playmaking ability. So he's one of those guys, certainly we look at that way. And then also the ability to move him around so that people can't just target in on him and double up on him and things like that. So you've got to have flexibility with him, be able to move him, and you also have to come up with new and inventive ways to get the ball in his hands as much as you can.
What about the other guys? I mean, Preston is, I think, has been impressive for a guy who was out a year, and Corey showed a lot in preseason, but really hasn't really done much now. And then you have Kevin in the mix. So how are they all getting into the mix?
Yeah, I think that, obviously Preston has done a nice job in the roles that we've put him in. As you said, he was kind of an unknown entity when he walked in the door. So he has, certainly been, given us production. He's a guy that we've got some trust in, and he plays the game with an edge. I like the way he plays the game. He plays hard, he plays hungry, fast, those types of things that you look for in a player. He does all those. So he fits in that way. Corey, like you said, he was productive in the preseason. And the thing that with Corey, everybody's got to remember is he's a young player too, who's coming from a Division II level program. And he's learning to run an entire route tree. And so there's growing to be done with Corey too. So I think he's working on those things. He works his releases, his routes, his top of the breaks, getting out of those things that he needs to improve on. And that's where he is right now. He's a work in progress.